Has the golden age passed for the African National Congress, the military and then political entity which has ruled South Africa since the overthrow of apartheid? Local election results suggest that the one-party ruling days of the ANC may be numbered. Early returns show support for the party that ended apartheid falling below 60% for the first time, and some big cities may shift to opposition parties altogether. It's the worst performance for the ANC since it first participated in elections in the 1990s. Their biggest threat comes from the Democratic Alliance, a party that has been very white in the past, but has made efforts to reach out to black voters, including putting forth a leader who has been called the Obama of Soweto. Khadija Patel is the editor of the Daily Vox, a South African news site. This country, she says, is changing beneath the surface, and the ANC doesn't appear to have a plan B.
We're not seeing the end of the ANC dominating our elections, but we are certainly seeing an end to the days where they could be, you know, where they were seen as invincible. And I think that is crucial because previously no other political party, you know, saw a realistic chance of beating the ANC. Just the psychological impact this will have on the opposition parties, I think, would be immense.
What's the chance that the ANC would just sort of let the local elections go their own way and focus on national politics?
Well, I don't think that they can afford to do that, to be quite honest, because if, you know, if the momentum that the opposition parties carry on from here, they could really damage the ANC nationally. You know, we go to polls again in another 3 years. The opposition parties, particularly the DA, the EFF, could punish the ANC if indeed they, you know, take their foot off the pedal and say, look, we're not going to worry ourselves too much here. But also importantly, remember that in South Africa, power patronage networks begin locally. The ANC needs to be doing well, locally, right down to the very small communities in rural areas that many of us have never even heard of before. But this is where the ANC gets its strength from. And so they cannot at all afford to take their foot off the pedal of local government. So this now becomes a moment for the ANC to do some deep soul searching. How indeed does it transform from here? Understand what are the values that it wants to determine its future. And right now, for many people, for all of us looking from the outside, the ANC is in deep trouble.
Broadly speaking, what change is happening for the whole country? This is a transformative moment for South Africa itself.
Absolutely. And I think that the fact that young people are starting to play a larger role in the politics of the day, and they're not particularly playing a role in sort of organized politics like this election, but rather we saw student movements come to the fore at universities around the country last year, notably through the Rhodes Must Fall movement at the University of Cape Town, where students lobbied for the removal of the statue of Cecil John Rhodes. But beyond the youth, there's also the fact that the South African economy is in a very bad state at the moment. We have a stagnant economy, and while the government has promised job creation, and really the ANC has run on promises of job creation for the last two elections, there has been no such results. People are growing frustrated.
Khadija Patel talking about the torch being passed to a frustrated electorate worried about the economy in South Africa, and also to young people who don't have the same experience of the revolution as everyone else does. She's the editor of the Daily Vox, a South African news site. Been following the elections closely. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.